Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am hugging people, and this is just a beautiful thing. Folks are walking up with my shirt on. I'm looking at me walking toward me. Now, what's your name? This Linnea, Linnea, who listens to the show all the time. I just called your name out. One of my most faithful listeners. It is so good to see you. Now, I don't know where Tom Grave is. I don't know where Kevin Middlebrook are, but Linnea's got y'all beat. Fiona, where are you? Are y'all coming out here to this Open Streets Festival in Minneapolis? Because Linnea has won. Okay, she has gotten the gold star for being the most dedicated fan of the Shaletta Show. Now, Todd and Kevin and Fiona and so many other folks, Brenda, y'all always want to be number one fans of the show. Now, y'all going to have to get on out here to the festival, okay, because Linnea has got y'all beat. All right, welcome back to the Shaletta Show. We got two more hours of fun and information for you to share with you, so you don't want to go anywhere. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up after that, and then, of course, we're going to broadcast the Twins game, so he'll give us all the details on that. But first, I got to give y'all all the details on the Selby Jazz Festival. Selby Avenue Jazz Fest is happening right now at Golden Time Cafe on Selby Avenue in St. Paul. The Jazz Fest started back in 2002 when Michael Wright set out to celebrate the good that is going on in our community with food and fun and fellowship. So if you can't make it over here to Minneapolis where I am and you're on the east side, get on over there to the Selby Jazz Festival. That Selby Jazz Festival is happening tonight until 7:30 p.m. And I am so excited to have my friend Patricia Lacey on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about the show. Hey, girl!
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm ecstatically excited because we got a beautiful day. Thank God we don't have no rain happening over here. And the Selby Jazz Fest has already started off. We started off at 11 o'clock with our brass band coming down the street in New Orleans style. And I've been doing posts on my Facebook so everybody can see what's going on. We got a great lineup this year. We got Walker West Band. We got the Minnesota State Band. We also have the World Jazz Collegium, I'm butchering up the words, Collegium Band. We have Erica West, and our headliner this evening is Linval Jackson.
Yes!
We're going to have an International Reggae All-Stars Band out here. Now, other than that, we have so much other things going on. We have all these different food vendors today. We have Logan Catfish, we have West Indies Soul, we have a vegan ice cream sister out here. Let me just tell you, this vegan ice cream is no joke.
We girl, got a now you know I ain't never there. Tried vegan.
I don't have a Twitter.
You need to come. Oh, girl. When you get through over there, you need to come on over here. All right?
All right, girl, because, you know, this ends at 4:30. And I will definitely come on over here because I got my kids. And I want to see you. Now, for those of you who don't know, me and Patricia go all the way back. Patricia sang at my wedding. Okay? She sang beautifully. She used to be. And for those of you who are wondering, Patricia Lacey, that name sounds familiar. She used to be backup for Luther Vandross.
Woo-hoo.
Y'all know Luther Vandross? Ooh. Patricia was backup singer for Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross sang at her wedding, honey. Yes.
He came to the wedding.
He came. Yeah. But I was hoping he was singing, and I was people was on the roof trying to get in because we wanted to catch a glimpse of Luther Vandross, honey, because he came to the wedding, and you know, it's just, you know, you just do so much in the community, and you help so many people, and you are there emceeing the Selby Jazz Festival today, and I hope for those folks who cannot get out to catch me at Open Streets on the corner of West Broadway and North Emerson that they can get over to the Selby Jazz Festival because it is going on until 7:30 tonight. And, you know, it's so fun because I'm seeing everybody. My friends from Metro Transit are here. They're going to tell us all about that micro ride share program. I got my friends from Care 11. Mitchell is here, and he is one of the photographers. And he shook my hand and said, Shaletta, thank you for what you did for the community in Buffalo. You are from Buffalo, right?
I'm from Rochester.
You might as well say Buffalo. Close enough. And the game, I know you were excited about the game the other night because they won. They looked real good against the Rams. I know you was excited. So, you know, this is just a great community day. The weather is great. And so, Patricia, good luck out there. Break a leg. And I'll see you later on this evening. When Travis and I finish up here, I'm going right over to the Selby Jazz Fest.
You tell Travis to come on over here, too.
Okay. We coming, girl. You know, we a team, so we going to be there. It's so good talking to you.
All right, awesome. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Have a great day over there as well.
All right. And you guys stick around. There's more to come.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So good seeing so many people and so many families here at Open Streets in Minneapolis. West Broadway from Penn Avenue North to Lindale Avenue North is completely blocked. And families are walking through here. Small children are seeing entrepreneurs. They're seeing a black woman broadcast a radio show. They're seeing businesses and food vendors. They're seeing that somebody cares about their community. And that is what today is all about. There's a lady on skates and she's just going by and she's blowing bubbles. It is a love fest out here. And if you're looking for something fun to do today, get on out here. Bring your family. Park and walk these streets. These are your neighbors. You know, we call ourselves the Good Neighbor Station. You can be in Bloomington. You can be in Eagan. You can be in Edina. But guess what? These folks in North Minneapolis, they are still your neighbors. It is safe over here. There's love over here. There's food over here. These folks are family. So bring your children to meet these children, to form connections that will last a lifetime. I hope I see you. I'm on the corner of West Broadway and North Emerson, right outside of Sammy's Avenue Eatery. And I hope you do like Linnea did, like Jennifer Austin from Care 11 did, like Scott from Channel 5 did. Stop by and say hi. Shake my hand and give me a hug. I would love to meet you. And I tell you what, it is a lot easier to get over here, because Metro Transit has a new micro program. And here to tell us all about the route is Cindy Harper. She is the manager of route planning at Metro Transit. Cindy, thank you so much for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline and joining the Shaletta Show today.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity. Really want to let as many people as possible know about this new service.
Yes, and you know, this is something that other cities are doing. It is a pilot program, but I think that it is here to stay, because what Metro Transit is doing with this new micro rider program is going to help so many people get to doctor's appointments, transfer on that Metro C line, get to church, get to school, and get to work quicker, faster, in a way that's more efficient. Talk to us about that.
Sure, yes. Yeah. So this is a new micro transit system. It is demand response. It's kind of like Uber or Lyft with a bus in some ways. It's affordable. It's accessible. It's a rideshare program, and it serves a zone in North Minneapolis. Today is our first day of service. It's super
easy. And guess what? I need to let folks know it's free.
That's right. It's free this week.
Yes, yes. Now, how does it work for folks who are listening and they want to know more about the micro program? How actually does it work? Because I know you can download the app, but you can also pay with your fare card. You know, it's just so easy to use.
Right, yes. So there's two ways to get a ride, and it's demand response. You don't have to set it up ahead of time or anything. When you're ready to go, you know, let us know. The easiest way is the app that is available at, if you search Metro Transit Micro, you can easily find the app. You set up an account, super easy to do that, and then you can book rides. It's done in real time. Also, for folks who aren't necessarily into using apps, there's a phone number you can call, 651-602-1170, and talk to a live person who will send a bus out your way.
Oh, my goodness. This actually sounds too good to be true. you know, what made Metro Transit decide that this was something that they wanted to try out?
So it's a type of service that really has been, I guess, sweeping the country. Lots and lots of various transit agencies around the country are trying this out. It's really kind of a nice mix between fixed route traditional bus service, but also with kind of a technology aspect to it. Recognizing that fixed route, you know, and North Minneapolis is a fantastic fixed route service market area for us.
Yeah.
We know that there's a lot of people who live in North or who are trying to get to North who don't necessarily have a lot of other options. And so this is really about yet another, you know, another opportunity, another way to be able to get around anywhere in the zone. You don't have to walk out to the bus stop, although you're certainly welcome to do so. We will come and get you at your house or your place of business or wherever. Drop you off exactly where you need to go. It runs 5 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, so pretty much all the time. You know, first shift, second shift, we got you. Costs the same as taking the traditional bus, so $2 or $2.50, and you can use the exact same fare tools you would use on a fixed route. So if you have a go-to card, you can use that. If you have a tap card, which is gives a discount for lower income folks, you can use that. You can pay cash. There's fare boxes on the buses. Really kind of works exactly the same way. Of course, you can use the Metro Transit app as well to pay. Transfers are included. So if you want to take the bus over to connect in with one of our fixed routes that run to North Minneapolis, the C line or routes 5 or 7 or 9 or 14, transfers are free within 2.5 hours. You don't have to pay again. So it's pretty slick.
Girl, can I just say it? Okay, girl, this is better than Uber. Because
it is, it's cheaper.
It really is. It's better and it's cheaper. You can use your fare card. You can transfer. And Metro Transit is trusted in this community. Y'all show up on time. You know, you don't have to worry about safety or somebody doing you harm. You know, your drivers have been screened. And, you know, everything is going to be okay. This is something the teenagers can take if they're getting
to
work. You know, and this just opens up so many options because I have friends over here at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church on the north side who say, you know, I can't get to Wednesday night Bible study. I can't get to a doctor's appointment. My teenage son wants to work over here at this McDonald's or at the Cub Food, but because of where we live, there's not a route. This opens up so many opportunities for these families, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It opens all sorts of opportunities, whether they're educational. You know, we go as far south as Dunwoody, Summit Academy, North High School is in the zone. You know, fun things to do during the summer. You can take the microbus over to Worth Beach or to North Commons Park. There's a water park there. Lots of shopping, as you mentioned, of course, Cub. If healthcare, North Point, go out to breakfast at Mildes Cafe down on Glenwood, or maybe go to lunch up at Sammy's or Breaking Bread right by where you're at. If folks are out at the Broadway open streets right now, we actually have a bus out there. We're down at Broadway and Morgan. So if you wander on down, you can actually see what the bus looks like. It's a cute little bus. It's all wrapped, light blue, says Micro on it in big letters. Easy to recognize. You got a bike rack on the front if you want to bring your bike. They're accessible. So if you use a wheelchair or need a lift of any sort, we've got that all set up for you. On the app, once you book a trip, you can track in real time where your bus is at so you can know exactly when it's going to show up. And, so if it's cold out, you don't have to stand outside on the corner for 10 minutes and wait until you see the bus coming down the street and then walk out at the last minute.
Girl, you got to get out of my head. I was going to say, you know, it's a nice day now. It's low humidity. Yeah. It's 60-something degrees. You don't need a jacket. You're not sweating. But, you know, for a lot of people sitting at that bus stop, girl, it's a game changer. Because you got to wait for the bus to come, and you've got to be out there to make sure you get there. But this is an opportunity for folks to stay indoors, stay warm, call the micro ride share service with Metro Transit. They're going to come to your house. Girl, you can dart out there, get in there, and stay stay
That's
warm
right.
for as long as you can.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Now, there's a website. There's more information. And I want to make sure that people know where to go because we're talking about it. They're listening for the first time, and they may not be in a position to write it down. So I want to make sure we give them the website so they can go and get that information and share it with their church members and their friends. You know, that's the first thing I'm going to do when I go to church tomorrow is let everybody know that, you know, we've got this new micro ride share program, and not just that we got it, but hey, girl, it's free for right now. It's free for a whole week. So even if you think you might not take it, you might just want to try it out.
Exactly. So the website for Metro Transit is metrotransit.org. That will be good enough to get you to the information about micro, or you can actually go to metrotransit.org/micro. That's probably the best path. Also, if you're interested in information, you can call Metro Transit Transit Information Center, 612-373-3333. And they can also tell you about the program and help get you set.
I tell you what, I just thank you all for the work that you are doing in the community to make sure that people have an opportunity to get to the places that they work, the places where they worship, the grocery stores. If they want to take their families, you know, out to McDonald's on a Friday because the kids did good in school, you know, they can do that without the worry and hassle of standing at the bus stop, waiting a long time, or walking, you know, especially, you know, at night or in the cold. This just opens up so many possibilities and opportunities for families in this community. Now, you got to tell me, I know this is a pilot program now, but, you know, is there a goal, or how will you be making a decision about whether or not this will continue in this community?
That's a really good question. So we've got a couple different things we're looking for. Obviously, to some degree, just how often it is used, the ridership will have something to do with that. But also looking at really who is using the service. Is it really benefiting, you know, communities of color, those lower income, folks who don't have other alternatives? You know, we want to be doing some follow-up work with folks who ride the service to find out, you know, why they're riding. You know, is it a trip they would have otherwise not been able to take, or would have had to make transfer between a couple of buses to do it? So really, not only just how the service is doing from a, you know, a ridership or a financial point of view, but also really making sure that it's fulfilling Metro Transit's equity goals.
Okay, and I that's my prayer. My prayer is that it continues because other cities are doing it and residents are being helped. Opportunities are being open for families. Folks are able to, you know, folks can't apply for certain jobs because they can't get there. You know, we take for granted that we can just hop in the car, put the key in the ignition, turn it on, and get to work. We take that for granted. You know, and there's so many people who say, I can't take that job because I don't have a way to get there. I can't go to that school. I can't sign up for those programs. I can't get to that grocery store where I can find fresh produce because I don't have a way to get there and I don't have a way to get back. And you're making that possible for families. And I pray, that's my prayer, is that it can and will continue with the support of the community and support of the good folks over at Metro Transit. Cindy Harper, the manager of route planning at Metro Transit, you have done an amazing job. I'm about to send Travis over there now to give me some pictures so I can post them on social media. Travis, the bus, the microbus, is on Broadway and Morgan. I need some video of that microbus and some pictures so I can show people what we've been talking about all morning long here on the Shaletta Show. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy, for being here.
Thank you.
All right, and you all stick around. Do not go anywhere. We've got more to come. Y'all, it is so beautiful. Mr. Sandy, come here and take a picture with me. This is so beautiful. This open streets is amazing. There's so much love going on. Mr. Sandy, who is a piano player and played the piano on Funky Town. Do y'all remember that hit Funky Town, Karen? We got to find that music. He has come down here. He's been standing here so patiently waiting and just wanted to say hey and thank you for the work that I'm doing in the autism community. He said it's nice to see a face that goes with the voice, and he even gave me some sugar. Mr. Sandy, I'm going to give you some mortgage payments and a place to sleep if you come back over here. Now, you don't want none of this over here. Done gave me some sugar and gave me some money to buy books to give to children in need. This is what it's all about out here today at Open Streets in Minneapolis. It is a family event. Folks are having fun. There's a lot of love, a lot of laughter, a lot of light in this community. So get on down here with your family. Get on down here with your kids. We are having an amazing time. And you know what? I have got to tell you, after the Shaletta Show is done, stick around because Steve Thompson is coming up after me. And guess what? I could not wait to hear Steve's show because I needed to talk to him right now. He is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, this is an exciting sports weekend for the Twin Cities, and I had to get you on to talk to me about it.
Oh, yeah, Shaletta, there is a ton going on. Gopher football right now, they're playing a non-conference game over at the U. They're taking on Western Illinois. Tomorrow, the Vikings and the Packers opener. And then, oh, by the way, the Twins and the Cleveland Guardians again tonight at Target Field. They'll play a matinee tomorrow. And the Twins trying to hang in there. They're struggling a little bit right now. They sit 2.5 games back. And Shaletta, they've fallen into third place in the division.
They weren't in first place, Steve. What in the hell happened?
Well, it's been a combo platter of injuries. Byron Buxton hasn't been available. He's a huge part of this team. And pitching, and then without Byron Buxton in that lineup, they've struggled at times to score runs. So, you know, it's just injuries. And they just, in general, haven't been playing well. And, oh, by the way, they had to play 4 games in New York, and they only won one of those.
And, you know, I saw the traffic headed over to the U, and then we've got the Vikings playing tomorrow. What's the latest on our football teams?
Well, the Golden Gophers had a big opening win over New Mexico State and old friend Jerry Kill. That was a week ago Thursday during the state fair, and now they're taking on Western Illinois today. It's a team they should beat. There's really nothing to note in this non-conference season. Colorado comes in here next week. They're not very good. It's really all about the Big Ten season. These are tune-up games for the U and PJ Fleck. These are football games they need to win and need to win comfortably, and I don't see any reason to be concerned about this ball game today. But for the Vikings, tomorrow they open a new season. They've got a new head coach. They have a new general manager, but a lot of the same players. And the question is, can a player like Za'Darius Smith, who came over from Green Bay, can he help improve that defense enough? A defense that really struggled the past 2 years. And then ultimately, can Kirk Cousins, Darian Cook, or Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson score enough points? The Vikings are one of those teams, Shaletta, that I feel like if they stay healthy and relatively injury-free, they could be a playoff team. But if they get any key injuries, I don't think they are a playoff team. They're really right on the bubble. And they play tomorrow against Green Bay at 3:25. So they got a huge game right out of the gate against their arch rivals.
Okay, Steve, what can help them get over the hump? Because we can't have everybody scared to go snowboarding and skiing and making sure everybody ride on the bus together so everybody can stay safe and putting them on gripper socks so they don't slip and fall. You know, what do they need to actually be a playoff team?
Well, I think number one is, you know, a big year out of, you know, a new acquisition, like I mentioned a moment ago, for Za'Darius Smith. I also think just general health among the defensive core. They don't have great depth defensively. And I think it's going to be imperative that Smith and Danielle Hunter stay healthy. Danielle Hunter, when healthy, is one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. Problem is, the last two seasons, he's been banged up. He's hardly played at all. So Danielle Hunter, Za'Darius Smith, huge defensively for the Vikings. Then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, can Kirk Cousins, can Dalvin Cook, can Justin Jefferson, can Adam Thielen score enough points for a team that's probably going to give up their share of points as well. And then, of course, with Green Bay, they're right now the gold standard in the division. You got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Aaron Rodgers. They're still the team to beat in the division, and they get them tomorrow. So it would be very important to get a victory over Green Bay. But number one, Shaletta, I think among their top-end talents, the Minnesota Vikings can play with everyone. They just don't have a lot of depth. So I'll get back to, can they avoid the big injuries? That's going to be the key.
Well, baby, maybe they all need to be like Big Brother and sleep in the house together, Steve, and only let them out when it's time to play until the season is over.
Well, you know what they need. You know what they need? They need a security detail like you had out at the fair. I mean, I think that's the key.
That is the key. And, you know, Steve, it's so funny because, you know, when I hired somebody to look after me and my family at the fair,
yeah,
I thought, am I being extra? You know, am I doing too much? This is a lot. You know, I got a guy following me around. I'm paying him to look after my kids, you know. But then, you know, you see what happened at Sweet Martha's and you see the melee and, you know, folks, you know, fighting and then the shooting. And I thought, thank you, Lord, that I had, you know, a little bit of wisdom enough to get somebody to look after my family. So whatever I paid him, I just felt like it was worth it. And it's sad, Steve, that you feel like you have to have that. But I'm just so glad that God sent me somebody that I could trust to look after my kids.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think it was good because, you know, you were busy and, you know, there's a lot going on out there, as you know. And I think you know, to bring up the state fair, and I know you've talked about it, and I know a lot of hosts at CCO have talked about it. I think going forward, the fair needs to change. And I know they made some changes in the wake of some of the things that happened out there, but it's the world we live in, and I think the fair is going to need to adapt and even get stricter on security.
Yeah, and you know, we can't just turn a blind eye and hope that everybody does right, because everybody is not going to do right. Like you said, we have got to set some real strict parameters and boundaries when it comes to going to the fair. And everybody might not like it, but you know, it's really to keep people safe. And I just remember when I was going in, me and Mr. Kirk, make sure that he was registered with the fair, and you know, he told them who he was, in case anybody had any questions about his role out there. So, you know, we made sure we were in compliance. But it's sad, but it's just something we're gonna have to do, Steve, because everybody came behind private security to make sure they have a good time and the kids are safe.
No, absolutely, and I think that it's one of those things that just. So many people that I'm not sure we're going to see TSA style security like when you fly somewhere, but I think we're going to be moving in that direction. For instance, all the people that went over to the U today, or all the people that go to Target Field tonight, or all the people that are going to go over to US Bank Stadium to watch that football game, they're going to go through pretty strict security. And I just think that is the world we live in. And to keep everyone safe. It's inevitable. And, you know, I applaud you for doing that and taking that extra step. Good for you.
Yeah, I just felt like it was needed for my family. But like I said, everybody can't do that. And what we have got to do is put some measures in place. Like you said, people are not going to like it, but it is necessary. Steve Thompson will be here. And when I am done at 2 o'clock, he is going to be broadcasting right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. One of the only people I know who can do sports, politics, pop culture, and be the best papa I have ever seen. You are such a great dad, and I just love you, look up to you, and it's so great talking to you today.
Yeah, thanks, Shalita, and have a good day out there.
All right, I will. And you all stick around. We've got more to come live at Minneapolis Open Streets. It's the Shalita Show. There is so much love out here at Open Streets in Minneapolis. Oh, my gosh. All my friends from Facebook and Twitter and out in the community are stopping by. Linnea came by and had on my shirt. Carrie, can you imagine? I'm sitting up here broadcasting the show live, and all of a sudden, here she comes, and I'm looking at me coming toward me.
What's that like? Yeah. What is that like? That's my face. My face.
It's my face. Why am I looking at me? And I was much thinner, so then I got mad at the now me, because the now me's going in the sandwich eatery to get something to eat, but I'm looking at the old skinny me on the shirt getting mad at her. And so, yeah, it was a little confusing. But, it's just so much love and light and family out here at this Open Streets event. And, you know, like I was telling folks, you know, the reporters and photographers who are coming from KSTP and Care 11, you know, this event is really about showing love to the kids in this community. You know, you see the headlines. They hear the shots. They see the schools are not adequate. We're just going to be honest about it and call a spade a spade. The reason that my family and I don't live over here is because the special education programming at the schools here is not what it is in Cottage Grove. My church is right down the street. My base, my community, my people are right here. But the infrastructure to support my three children with autism is not here. And so we had to move 45 minutes away to Cottage Grove to get them in an autism program. That's just the reality that we live in. And so these kids are used to being last in line, the least of these. But today, it's a beautiful day because they see people from all over the Twin Cities coming to their community, celebrating them. They get to see black female entrepreneurs like Kenya McKnight Ahad with the Black Women's Wealth Alliance out here. And they know they can be an entrepreneur. They see a booth with Zara Wellness, and they say, you know what? I can be a wellness and fitness guru. They see Devonna Pittman out here being fabulous, making her own line of beauty and cosmetic products. And they say, you know what? I didn't even know that was possible. You know, Carrie, we were talking about this, and I can't stress it enough. You know, you see grandmas with four or five grandkids or moms bringing their children out here because they want to show them what's possible. You can't do what you can't see. And what these kids are seeing is a lady live on the radio, waving and stopping and looking at the equipment. They see Travis over here with his camera and his Segway getting video. Those are not things that they see every day. And so they see them today at this Open Streets Festival, and they think, I can do that. I want to be that. And I was that kid in Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. I was about 7, 8, 9 years old. They were having a back-to-school block party. And KMJQ, Magic 102, was broadcasting live. And Doc Kilgore, one of the broadcasters there, a beloved broadcaster in Houston, out of the hundreds of kids who were there, called me up and said, you know, you want to say your name on the radio, sweetheart? And I said, yes, sir. And he put the headphones on me, and I got to say my name, and I got to, hear myself on the radio. And that did it for me. I knew at that moment I wanted to be a broadcaster. Suppose that moment had never happened. Suppose those people had never come to my community. Suppose they had never blocked off the neighborhood or the street and said, hey, you, come on over here. I wouldn't be on the radio today. I don't know what I'll be doing. But you can't do what you can't see. And today, these children in this community see love. They see hope. They see opportunity. They see that people care. So whether we are broadcasting radio, or they're doing jump roping and double dutching with Devonna Pittman, or they're doing wellness and health and fitness, there's banks out here. Metro Transit is out here with their free microbus. Travis, you got to get over there and get some pictures and some video of the microbus so I can put it on social media, because we've been talking about it during the whole show about the free new microbus route. It's on Broadway and Morgan. It's the microbus. I want to get a picture of that. My partner Travis Johansson is here with Provent Films, and he says, I can't hear anything you are saying because it's loud and there's music and there's laughter and there's people. Okay, you know what? I love Travis, but he don't be listening. He like my husband out here. This is just husband behavior. You tell him something, Carrie, and damn it, they don't listen. But y'all listen in, because we got another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.